episode 77, From Ow to Wow.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, ladies. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but I just have to say it is absolutely gorgeous here. We are celebrating over 80 degrees. And, you know, being up north here, it's cold most of the time, it seems like. You know, fall comes really soon. I mean, September, the weather starts to drop. And, man, now that spring is around the corner, it's awesome. I actually went and did my mileage outside today, and it was fabulous. Yes, it was indeed. Loved being outside. So I hope you are taking advantage of that. Just stepping out, okay? And if you only see a little bit of sunshine and maybe it's still cold in your area, still go out and breathe. Take about 10 to 15 breaths, just deep, prolonged breaths, and just get it in your body, because, oh my gosh, it is so utterly refreshing. It really, really is. And as you can tell, it just sets me on fire. Yes, it does. And what, of course, sets me on fire is you, because you just give me a smile. You bring a smile to my face every single day. And my heart sings when I think about you. So know that I am thinking about you. Know that I'm also praying for you. And know that you are incredible. And so, you know, when you see that sunshine, I'm just smiling right down on you, okay? And I really want you to have a fabulous day. I really, really do. Because sometimes we don't have those fabulous days and they're more painful. From ow to wow. That's what we're talking about today. And I wanted to chat about that because I actually was doing a workout video for our membership group, membership site. We're actually going to be opening up registration here pretty soon around the corner. It will be awesome. We have great events happening, just neat surprises around the corner. So be looking out for that. But I was doing some video recording for my current group, just a wonderful bunch of women. They are awesome. And it just, I got to the point where I was gone over the weekend and I was speaking at a major conference for very much influential people, physicians, and, you know, ones who they kind of put their lives on the line every day, as in taking care of everybody else, and they never take care of themselves. So I had the privilege of being able to go and speak to them, and I was amazed. They're such awesome people. But in doing that, I walked a lot. And so I got kind of, I guess you'd call it a blister on my back of my heel, which for me, you know, when I was going through my tornado, pain was something that I learned to endure. And I just kind of worked through it. I mean, I had lots of little things that would come up. But I'm like, nope, it's not stopping me. I'm keep going. But man, this one here, back on my heel, I mean, it's bleeding, you know, so it hurts. And no matter how much I put on there, no matter how thick the Band-Aid is, that gauze, you know, I've got it on there, and man, it hurts. And so I was doing this video for the gals and I'm like, there is no way I'm going to finish this. And I felt for sure I was wearing pain all over my face. Now, honestly, I got to tell you, I haven't watched the video yet. So I can't tell you if I look like I had pain, but I knew I was feeling I had it. And I know sometimes when we're trying to make changes, we're trying to do different things, get out of our comfort zone, it comes with pain. Jim Rohn said it so eloquently. He said, we must all suffer one of two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret or disappointment. Oh, ouch. Ow. Yeah, right to the core. Not only is it painful, but the mind part, when you start to absorb that, we must all suffer one of two things, either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret or disappointment. Which would you choose? If you only had one to choose from, which that's what Jim Rohn's saying, you only have one choice here, what would it be? Would it be the pain of disappointment, the pain of regret? Gosh, I wish I would have done that. Why didn't I just go that one extra step further? or the pain of discipline, meaning I really don't want to get up in the morning, but I know if I don't get that time, my time, then I know what happens the rest of my day. It gets away from me and it becomes busy. Yeah. Which would you rather choose? I know today I was trying to get back into the routine because we'd been gone just a couple days here at the conference. And it was, like I said, it was a beautiful day out and just absolutely gorgeous. And so I asked my son, I said, hey, do you want to go walking? Because, maybe about a week ago, he said, Mom, I really want to go walking with you again. That's what we did when it was warmer weather. And that was kind of our time. It's our precious time. It allows us to talk and chat. And I love that. It warms my heart and pulls on my heartstrings. It's just our time. It's mom and son time. And it's precious. And I do it with all my kids whenever they want to. But him specifically, he likes that time with me. And so we did 2 miles today. And it was awesome. Loved it. But, you know, while I'm walking, I'm like, oh, the pain in my heel. But I knew it was more important that I had to step out of my comfort zone to give something to my son that he so desired. I could live with that. I mean, I bandaged it up. It was okay, you know. And I remember the first lap we took. We came around, finished the first mile. He's like, oh, Mom, I don't really know if I want to go around and do one more lap and do another mile. Because where we walk, we just do one huge circle and it's a mile. So it's great. You don't even have to think about it. You can run it or walk it, whatever you want to do. And it's awesome. So anyway, I said, oh, sweetheart. I said, you can do this. Come on, spend more time with me. And he's like, okay. So he went around one more time. That was 2 miles. And we haven't walked together basically all of winter. I mean, except for like if we're going out and doing things like that, but not intentional movement. And so we had that time together. So what is your pain? Are you willing to take the pain on of discipline? Or are you willing to sit back and stick with the ow of regret or the ow of disappointment? You see, I chose wow. I wanted to add that W to it. You know, that ow doesn't sit well. It sounds good, but, you know, I would rather have wow. You know, it kind of sounds like that cat coming out. Meow, you know, I'm going to get it and I'm getting it now. And you have to give yourself time when you're going through this. So I want to challenge you. Don't beat yourself up when you're doing this. When you're going through the change and the challenges, take time. But with that, you are going to experience pain. It may not be physical pain. It could be emotional pain, okay? It could be literally mind pain where you're like overthinking pain. It's like, oh, I can't do this. You know, you're like, you're exhausted. Your mindset begins to kind of start to even play tricks on you. Stick with your goals. You got this. You don't want to pull back. You don't want to give in to the pain of regret and disappointment. That wears on you more. And what happens is when that wears on you, it turns to bitterness. And that bitterness against you yourself is detrimental to your health. It can cut you to the core so fast that you can be on this amazing, natural, healthy high of life, and you can be down in the dumps within 24 hours. It is crazy how that happens. So I really want to challenge you here, and your kiss for the day, are you ready for this, is let the pain move you forward. Ow to wow. I want you to go on the pain of discipline. Okay. I want you to not be afraid of change. I want you to embrace the challenge and I want you to look forward to the new. Because when you get there and you start seeing those changes, they become that much sweeter. You know, that just that little bit of candy that you love so much. You go to that candy store, you know, you've been to them. They have every candy there is out there, you know, where you go into a drugstore and it's just, oh, you get whatever they have, you know, a few different candy bars, things like that. But you go into a candy store and they have all the different kind of licorice, all the different kind of jelly beans. They've got, oh, from orange slices to, yes, your normal Skittles to general chocolate to wonderful out of this world chocolate. Okay, so you go into that candy store. That's what this is. From ow to wow. Everything is before you. Nothing is impossible. Because remember, we must all suffer one of two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret or disappointment. Which do you choose today? I really want you to let the pain move you forward. You've got this. And I know you can go out and do this, okay? But honestly, if you do have physical pain, make sure you check it out though, okay? Seriously, you've got to take care of yourself. But know what's best for you. Because sometimes when we're growing, there's going to be pain. And not sometimes, there always is. It's just the type of pain. Let that pain of discipline move you forward. I love you so very much. You got this, all right? I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll see you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.